Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was talking to some former scouts, another part of the trail life, and we'll be talking about that in the future out of Crestview. And these guys are, you know, 20-year Marines. They just finished up, serving us. Thank you so much for all of those that did military service. And I'm talking to them about trail life. And they're saying, you know, giving me direct, do this and do this and do this and do this, and which I loved. But I felt like, and then he says, and be at this meeting in Crestview, which is like in Florida, in the central part of Florida. Uh-huh. You know, be at this meeting Friday. I'm like, I've got to get to this meeting. I felt like I was going to be in violation of the orders of the U.S. Marine Corps, man. I thought, wow. These, you know, and one of the things that we'll be talking about in the future that they have is it's called Rite of Passage. Hmm. Mm. And I'm hoping to get an interview with him. I first got to get the courage to get him. We'll just send Pat. We'll send you with gift offerings and you come. But this says, you know, rite of passage that men don't just happen; they're forged or chemically.
chemically induced.
And it's just so cool to watch these things, and we can't go into too many details about it, but it does make me think about what one particular man had put a challenge up, and I don't want to, within 30 seconds in hearing this you're going to actually understand what his challenge is, but his name is Kendall Smith, and I want you to see this because he's challenging us just like the trail life leaders in Crestview, Florida, you know, challenging the young boys and even, you know, challenged me in the context of that. But let's just listen to this thing is going viral and we're going to make it available to you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But let's just hear this challenge of Kendall Smith.
All right. I don't really do Facebook videos or anything like that. But I guess since everyone else is doing a challenge, I figured I should do one too. So this is my challenge out there to anybody that wants to accept it. See if you can do this. Be a father. Take care of your kids. Just be there in their lives. It means something to them.
Wow. Beautiful. Is that not cool? So I want to encourage you, go to hopefully that'll be available on
the torch
and also on our Facebook, you know, VFNTV, facebook.com/VFNTV, or you go to VFNTV.com and get to it and just begin to share it. He's right. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do. That's where things are going to change. And that's why I was talking about trail life, because trail life is something that's birthing and coming to past, and we're very excited about it. It launched this year. And so we just want to receive that challenge and challenge you as a father to take, you know, Kendall Smith's challenge, you know, be a father.
That's right.
I mean, everything kind of just comes against the role of the father. And the reason why is because you're so significant. It's not because you're all that bad. It's the fact that the enemy just wants to remove you from the paradigm. And we'll talk a lot about this in the future. But just understand, if everything's telling you you're wrong, you must be right. Mm. If everybody's saying you're insignificant in the family paradigm, understand that must mean you're very significant. If you did not have one in your life, that's because the enemy took that father figure out of your life. So now you can be one. You know what you actually needed in the context of that. And so we're excited about some things we're going to be unfolding for all those that have been listening to us and following us over the years. With our Next Step Outback father and son camping trips and those adventures that we have, you know, I want you to contact us. Go to VFNTV.com in the contact area. We have something that is beginning to stir. I believe that God's about to unfold something into our next level, our next paradigm. And some of you are contacting us already, you know, but some of your addresses have changed, and, you know, thousands of you were with us in the wilderness, all the Marines and the Navy and the business community, the churches. Go to VFNTV.com, go to the contact area, just in the notes here, just say, you know, you want to know what's up with Next Step Outback. Hopefully that's a choice, you know, that'll be back there, a particular choice you could choose, Next Step Outback. and just update your information, because we'll be sending out information on that really new but soon. But I just feel like the Lord is just really unfolding that. Remember those times in the wilderness. You remember those awesome encounters when we're out there and just following God. You have all these fathers, all these sons, all these mentors, all these fatherless sons, all these men. And God would just show up. You remember that, Pat? How powerful that was?
Mm-hmm.
That was just powerful. And it was hard to describe. But all you could say this, God showed up every single time. And, you know, of course, God's omnipresent. He's everywhere. But he manifested his commanded blessing, Psalms 133. Yeah. I mean, he just, to our amazement, because we worked so hard physically to be able to bring these things to pass, we were always so blessed, you know, to be able to, his presence just to come down. And I remember, I don't know if we have a picture of it, but of maybe we do. This one particular boy, I was walking back and forth on the stage. We had like an 8,000 square foot tent, thanks to John Babb. And in the wilderness, and I'm talking to the fathers and the sons and all this. And this young boy runs and just jumps in my arms. And so I just continued to you know, speak while this boy just latched to me. And hopefully we'll have some footage. I think that's footage in that next Outback video.
Is that the same boy?
Yeah, I want you to be able to see it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And God just spoke volumes to us. This is what one of the many things he spoke to us. Don't let anybody tell you that you're insignificant. You're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But how can she tell you how to be a he? I mean, how can... You can't tell a lady how to be a lady because you're a man. Ladies do that, and vice versa, right?
Sure.
You need a man to be. We need men to be able to begin to do that. By the way, go to Crestview; they'll tell you how to do it. But we're just still trying to live up to Pat's standards on how to be a man.
Right.
Okay. Right there. But yeah, so contact. Just go to vfntv.com. Go to the contact area. In the drop-down, you'll see Next Step Outback. And what we need is your updated information. One way to do that is to join, get the Torch newsletter, and hopefully that'll be a choice available to Next Step Outback. You're interested in that. And just make sure your information, your email, your addresses, and all that. Because I believe that there's an army, spiritual army. I'm not talking about physical army. A whole bunch of men are about to get together, and God's about to speak, and he's going to encourage you. Because what it's going to take, it's going to take godly men, godly women for this next journey. And it's an adventurous trail, but I believe it'll begin in the wilderness when God reveals himself to us as a father. I mean, think about it. God took Israel in the wilderness, and they were a basket case because they were into all kinds of things coming out of Egypt. And he revealed himself to them in the tent of meetings as the father that he is. And he's like, I want to have a relationship with you. And it's that empowerment of that intimate relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ, that empowers us to do everything that he expects of us, but what brings joy in our life. Listen, if you haven't met our father, go to meetmyfather.org. You just got to meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.